I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we are doing another Where Are They Now segment. Former Knoxville volleyball great Brittany Bacorn, who is a Tulsa Golden Hurricane for the last couple of years. Brittany, good to see you again.
Yeah, it's great to see you too.
Well, first of all, congratulations on the season. You made the NCAA tournament as a conference champion, won the tournament. That had to feel just great to go in knowing, okay, we don't have anything to worry about on selection Monday or Sunday, whenever it was. We're in, just send us somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we were, before the conference tournament, we were like right on the bubble there. And so we came into the conference tournament with the mindset that we were going to win. I don't think any of us on the team were had a doubt that we were going to lose. So, yeah, it was a really fun experience.
Take me through that conference tournament. I think you were the third seed in the tournament. So, you know, you had to probably pull an upset or two along the way. But just, I guess, you know, talk about catching fire at the right moment.
Yeah, so we, the first round, we were the three seed. We played FAU the first round, and they had beat us earlier in the season. So we knew we just had to play, you know, our good volleyball and not worry about what they were doing. So we handled that one pretty well, and then we went into the South Florida match, and they had beat us earlier in the season as well. They swept us, but early in the season, and then we were able to, you know, turn the tables and play really well. And then in the championship match, we ended up playing Rice. They had also beat us in five earlier in the season. So those were like three of our four losses in conference. And so we were able to, you know, get those wins back, and it felt really good. So
it was a Tulsa Golden Hurricane revenge tour in the American Conference. You know, you what's the mindset going in? You lose to a team. Obviously, you learn some things and learn a little bit about, okay, what worked, what didn't against them the first time around.
Yeah, I mean, after all of those games, we felt like we were the ones that lost the matches. We knew that we could have beat them. So I think in the conference tournament, we had that mindset. We were like, oh, we're good. We're going to win this. So,
talking to Brittany Bacorn, former Knoxville volleyball standout, now playing at the University of Tulsa on the volleyball squad. Then you get into the NCAA tournament. That's where every player wants to be. Get sent to Lawrence against Miami, Florida. And, boy, you give them everything you want.
Yeah, we did. I mean, looking back, all of us on the team, we were like, oh, we really wish we could have that one back because we know we could have beat them. But regardless, they're an amazing team, and it was a great experience. But I think our mindset going into the next season is that we're meant to be there, and we're going to keep winning. So,
as a mid-major, and you go up against these, you know, Power Four, you know, these high-major teams, does that kind of give you a little bit of incentive? Is like, all right, they think that they're just going to roll over us. Let's show them, you know, what we're all about.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think going into that game, not a lot of people thought that we were going to even be able to compete with them, let alone, you know, almost take a set off of them. So I think our mindset was just, you know, play our game, don't let anyone else have any say in it, you know.
Looking at, you know, the season as a whole, you know, obviously, you know, ending it with the conference championship. But, what you know, as far as the whole season, you know, body of work, you know, how was the whole ride for you?
It was really awesome. Obviously, there was a couple games in conference there that we wish we could have had back, but I think overall we had an amazing season. So
now you're hitting the off season, so it's you know, the you know, stuff that people don't see, the workouts and everything. And your mom has been posting you working out with you know, a gentleman over at Prairie City. Tell us about that. You know, kind of, you know, helping you you know, getting the off season stuff going.
Yeah, so I've been working with Todd Downing. He's been great. Just, you know, staying in shape in the off season, and then obviously like pushing myself to get better. Like, that's always my mindset, is I want to be the best I can be as an athlete and then also a volleyball player. So, yeah, it's been great so far.
What kind of things do volleyball players have to work on in the off season? You know, strength, conditioning. You know, you're out there, I'm sure there's some running, but it's not like football where you got to run sprints and everything, or do you?
We do condition quite a bit at Tulsa. I know other schools don't as much, but we have that as one of our focuses. And then obviously we're lifting pretty heavy. And then I've been working on just flexibility and jump training, getting a higher vertical. But, yeah.
Going into your junior year, you know, what kind of goals do you set? You mentioned the team. It's like, hey, let's get back here. Let's win a match or two. Is that some of the goals this year?
Yeah, I think our goal is to win the conference championship. It'd be cool to win the regular season and the tournament. And then obviously being in the NCAA tournament is the end goal, and winning games. Like, we want to go far in the tournament. So,
I was watching the match against Miami, Florida, and they were really talking up your head coach about how she's kind of raising the standard and raising, you know, everybody up there at Tulsa Volleyball. You see it on the inside. What is that like, being on a program that is maybe no one really thought of it as competitive, and now everybody says, okay, here they are?
Yeah, I mean, we end the season top 35 in RPI, which is really good for our program. And I think Coach Ramitowski, she's worked really hard to turn our program around. This past season was her third season, so she's just going to continue to make our program one of the top in the country.
What's it like to, you know, play against some of those good, you know, elite teams? I know you tend to run into them every once in a while. What is that like to look over on the other side, like, okay, this team has won some national titles, maybe been to a Final Four before?
Yeah, it's really cool. I think those are experiences that you look for as a little kid, and, you know, now that I'm living them, it's really awesome. But also, like, when I'm in the moment in the game, I really don't tend to think about it too much, because honestly, it's just another volleyball game, so...
Well, nice seeing you again, Brittany, and wish you well in the off season, and hope next fall goes well for you.
Yes, thank you so much.
That's Brittany Bacorn, former Knoxville volleyball standout, and now on the Tulsa volleyball team at University of Tulsa. On today's Lady Radio Sports page on KNIA KVLS.